Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, on this session of Celtic Cafe, we're going down under, that's of course to Australia, and we're going to play music all about the Irish in Australia, and we're going to start out with Transportation.
I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. Lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Songs to sing, it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Thank you. name has not mattered for many's a day. I was born on the west coast of Clare. By the time I was married and had my own land, there were many who envied me there. Our home was contented, the years quickly passed. We had four lads to carry our name. But one year the crop failed and the hunger set in. I was certain that I was to blame. And often I think about Doolin and her cottage a lifetime away. Now I'm chained in and bound, my heart can't be found in this prison of free man's obey. It was many's an evening I stood at the door and looked out where my crops used to be. But the pain deep inside as I looked in the eyes of my children, they forced me to steal. It was raining the night that the sheriff's men came, and the judge gave his verdict next day. For the land that you've stolen, you'll have to be sent to a colony where you will stay. And often I think about Doolin and her cottage a lifetime away. Now I'm chained here and bound, my heart can't be found in this prison of free man's obey. Oh, the sun, it beats down from a merciless sky, and the rocks, they appear in my feet. Now the work's very hard, but there's never a break for unfortunate men such as me. Oh, me crime cost a shilling and sixpence to mend, though it took me away across the sea. And now I must end out the rest of my days in this land that means nothing to me. And often I think about Doolin and her cottage a lifetime away. Now I'm chained here and bound, my heart can't be found in this prison of Fremantle Bay. In this prison of Fremantle Bay.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. Oh, many an hour's sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. But a sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, oh, meaning not long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome,
Her neck it was just like a swan's, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
So I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Oh, I knew that she meant the undoing of him by the look in her roguish black eye.
A gold watch she took from his pocket and slipped it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
7 long years penal servitude I spent down in Van Diemen's land, far away from my friends and relations,
betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Farewell to old Ireland forever, I sail at the dawn of the day, far away from me love and companions, transported to Botany Bay.
Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. Sing and turralay, urralay, ay. Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. You'll find us in Botany Bay.
It's 10,000 miles over the ocean, on a treacherous voyage they say, to a hell where they send us poor convicts, to a place they call Botany Bay.
Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. Sing and turralay, urralay, ay. Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. You'll find us in Botany Bay.
For 7 long years I'll be staying here, for 7 long years that's a day, for poaching the landlord's prize salmon, and for leading his daughter astray.
Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. Sing and turralay, urralay, ay. Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. You'll find us in Botany Bay.
Oh, if I had the wings of a turtle dove, I'd fly on my pinion so high, straight home to the arms of my Molly love, and on her sweet bosom I'd die.
Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. Sing and turralay, urralay, yay. Sing and turralay, urralay, addy. You'll find find us in Botany Bay.
And now to conclude me sad story, take heed to these words I do say. Don't go out a-poaching by moonlight, or you'll end up in Botany Bay.
Singing turralay, urralay-yaddy, singing turralay, urralay-yay. Singing turralay, urralay-yaddy, you'll find us in Botany Bay. Singing turralay, urralay-yaddy, singing turralay.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we are down under the entire hour. We're in Australia, and there's some statistics we need to go through first. First of all, there's 100,000 Irish-born immigrants in Australia as of 2024. Also, 10% of the population has Irish descent, and DNA descent is almost 30%. So the Irish are really installed in Australia and in its history. And that's where we started with transportation. Paddy Riley there with Fields of Athenry, all about stealing corn during the famine and sentenced to go to Australia. Next, Fremantle Bay, where the gentleman took some land that he shouldn't have, or planted on land he shouldn't have, ended up in Fremantle. Then don't associate yourself with girls who look a little suspicious, with the black velvet band, the High Kings. And finally, the Irish Rovers there with a poaching song that landed them in Botany Bay. And in Black Velvet Band, it talks about Van Diemen's Land. Well, Van Diemen's Land is the Dutchman. Van Diemen is the Dutchman who originally discovered Australia. And we've got a couple of songs about that. We're going to start out here with Ronnie Drew and a song called Van Diemen's Land.
Come all you gallant poachers that ramble void of care, that walk out on a moonlight night with your dog and gun and snare. The hare and lofty pheasant you have at your command, never thinking of your last career upon Van Diemen's Land. Poor Jackie Brown from Nina Town, Jack Murphy and poor Joe, were three determined poachers, as the country well does know. By the keepers of the land, brave boys, one night they were trepanned, and for 14 years transported unto Van Diemen's Land. On the first day that we landed upon that fatal shore, the planters gathered round us, there might be 20 score. They ranked us off like horses, and they sold us out of hand. And they yoked us to the plough, brave boys, for the plough Van Diemen's Land. There was a girl from Nina Town, Peg Brophy was her name. For 14 years transported was, for playing of the game. But our planter bought her freedom, and he wed her out of hand. Now she gives to us good usage upon Van Diemen's Land. Oh, I wish I had £1,000 all laid out in my hand. I'd give it all for liberty if that I could command. And I'd return to Ireland, and I'd be a happy man. And I'd say goodbye to poaching boys and to Van Diemen's Land.
Hold me now, oh, hold me now, till this hour has gone around, and I'm gone on the rising tide.
It's a bitter pill I swallow here, to be rent from one so dear. We fought for justice.
Have it, a double dose here, Vandyman's Land. First up was Ronnie Drew with A Poacher Going to Vandyman Land, and then U2 with The Transportee seeking justice and got sent by the magistrate to Vandyman's Land. Next up, we go to Cornwall for Port Isaac's Fisherman's Friends with South Australia.
In South Australia, I was born.
Heave away, haul away.
South Australia, right away.
South Australia.
If you're just joining us, we're in Australia, down under, all this hour on Celtic Cafe Radio.
There we are in New South Wales, shearing sheep as big as whales, with leather necks and jaggy tails, and hides as tough as rusty nails. The shearing bomb lay down in your drums, step to the pod, you brand new chum, Durando. Rat-dub, rob-a-dub-dub, I'll send you back in the lime juice tub. Here we are in New South Wales, shearing sheep as big as whales, with leather necks and jaggy tails, and hides as tough as rusty nails. Your brand new chum and Paddy's sons, fancy that our greatest guns. Fancy they can cheer the poor, but the beggar can only tear and pull. Here we are in New South Wales, shearing sheep as big as whales, with leather necks and jaggy tails, and hide as tough as rusty nails. Though you live beyond your means, the dodgers wear the grin of leans, nor are they bothered by boots nor shoes, or a while in the bush with the kangaroo. Shearing sheep as big as whales, with leather necks and jaggy tails, and hide as tough as rusty nails.
Grasping his shears in his thin bony hands, fixed in his gaze on a bare bellied yo. Glory if he gets a, won't he make the ringer go?
Click go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow as his hands move so quick. The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow, and curses the old snagger with the bare bellied yo.
In the middle of the floor, in his cane bottom chair, sits the boss of the board with his eyes everywhere. He notes well each fleece as it comes to the screen, saying, by the living Harry, can't you take him off clean?
Click go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow as his hands move so quick. The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow, and curses the old snagger with a bare bellied yo.
The cowboy's there, waiting in demand, with his blackened tie pot in his starry hand. He sees one old sheep with a cat upon its back. Here's what he's waiting for, it's tie here, Jack.
Click go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow as his hands move so quick. The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow, and curses the old snagger with the bare bellied yo.
The colonial experience man, he is there of course, with his shiny leggings on, just off his horse. He gazes all around like a real connoisseur, scented soap and brilliantine and smelling like a whore.
Click go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow as his hands move so quick. The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow, and curses the old snagger with the bare bellied yo.
Well, shearing it's all over, and we've all got our checks, so roll up your swags, boys, we're off on the tracks. The first pub we come to, there we'll have a spree, and everyone that comes along, it's come and drink with me.
Click go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is his blow as his hands move so quick. The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow, and curses the old snagger with the bare bellied yo, and curses the old snagger with the bare bellied yo.
Some of the work you could find in Australia was shearing sheep. There's a couple of songs about it. New South Wales from the Crullers from Detroit, and the Wild Colonial Boys with Click Go the Shears. Speaking of Wild Colonial Boys, next up, we have the Makeham and Spain brothers talking about the Wild West in Australia in the late 1800s. And of course, we have the Wild Colonial Boy.
There was a Wild Colonial Boy that was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the Wild
At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home. And to Australia's sunny shore he was inclined to roam. When he robbed the rich and he helped the poor, and he shot James McAvoy.
A terror to Australia was the Wild Colonial Boy.
One morning on the prairie, as Jack rolled along, listening to mocking bird humming the mournful song, up stepped a band of troopers, Harry Davis and Detroit.
They all set out to capture him, the Wild Colonial Boy.
Together now, Jack Duggan, for you see, we're 3-1. Surrendering the Queen's Hiding, you are the blundering son. Jack drew two pistols from his belt, and he proudly waved them high.
A fight, but not surrender, said the Wild Colonial Boy.
He fired a shot at Kelly, and it brought him to the ground. And turning around to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy.
And that was how they captured him, the Wild Colonial Boy. There was a Wild Colonial Boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the Wild Colonial Boy.
We'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains, we'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains.
It's of a Wild Colonial Boy, Jack Dolan was his name. Of poor but honest parents, he was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only hope, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love their Wild Colonial Boy.
At scarcely 18 years of age, he left his father's home, and to Australia's sunny clime, a bushranger he roamed. He robbed those wealthy squatters, and their stock he did destroy. A terror to Australia was the Wild Colonial Boy.
So come on, all ye hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains, we'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains.
This daring youth commenced his wild career with a heart that knew no danger, no foeman did he fear. Held up the beach with mail coach and he robbed Judge McAvoy. who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy.
One day as he was rambling the mountainside along, listening to those little birds, their pleasant laughing song, of Rotary Mounted Troopers Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy, they swore that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy.
So come on all me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high, together we will plunder and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains, we'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains.
Surrender now, Jack Dolan, for you see we're 3-1. Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long.
Jack pulled a pistol from his belt and shook it up on high. I'll fight, but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy.
He fired at Trooper Kelly and he brought him to the ground. Then turning round to Davis, he received a mortal wound.
All shattered through the jaw, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy. So come on all me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains, we'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains.
To do today. Poor Ned Kelly, they don't even have to run away.
Now when Ned was a lad 16 years old, he received a horse that his best mate stole. The judge, just to give him some time to think, gave him 3 months hard in the local clink. Now Ned got out, he went straight for a while. He worked very hard, but he couldn't make a pile. And the coppers used to bully his poor old mum. So he stole their horses and away he run. It was
poor Ned Kelly, it's easier to do today.
It was
poor Ned Kelly, they don't even have to run away.
Now Ned and the gang, they ran fast and free. They stuck up the town of Geraldine. They took all the local coppers and they locked them away. And they entertained the people for the rest of the day. At Glen Road, they took old Ned. He wore a suit of armour so they couldn't shoot him dead. So they took him down to Melbourne and they wouldn't go in bail. And they hung him from a rafter in the Russell Street jail.
Poor Ned Kelly, it's easier to do today.
It was
poor Ned Kelly, they don't even have to run away.
You know what I reckon? I reckon we've got it wrong. Our times are dominated by greed, multinationals, globalisation. The worth of almost everything is measured in economic terms. So, perhaps Ned's loyalty to family and mates, his refusal to bow to authority, and his championing of the poor and the oppressed strikes a chord and is as relevant today as it ever was. That's what I reckon.
Poor Ned Kelly, it's easier to do today.
It was
poor Ned Kelly, they don't even have to run away.
Yes, it was
poor Ned Kelly, it's easier to do today. Poor Ned Kelly, they don't even have to run away.
A triple dose there, all about outlaws in Australia. We ended up there with Poor Ned Kelly by the Bushwhackers. Now, Ned Kelly was the famous outlaw in Australia. And he was played in two different movies, 1970 by Mick Jagger, yes, that Mick Jagger, and by Heath Ledger in 2004. Ned Kelly. Before that, we had Jack Dolan, who's also an outlaw. That song sounds very familiar, like it's the Wild Colonial Boy, and it is with another name, and the first one was the Wild Colonial Boy there by Makeham and Spain Brothers with Jack Duggan. Jack Dolan there was by Clancy O'Connell and Clancy. Well, now we turn to a tribute for all of the Anzacs out there. That's the Australian and New Zealand Army that fought in World War I. And a famous song here by Eric Bogle. It's called And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda. Sung here by Danny Quinn. And then we're going to follow that up with Finbar Fury and Waltzing Matilda.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Moree's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. Amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, oh, he primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, then he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we're all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda. So we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. Then it started all over again. Those who were living just tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death, and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I awoke in my hospital bed, saw what it had done, I wished I were dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda, all around the green bush far and near. For the hump tent and pegs, man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed. They shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane. Those mad, wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled in the circular quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be. Thank Christ, there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. Oh, but nobody cheered. They just stood there and stared. they turned all their faces away. So now, every April, I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, those weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. Ah, but year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, oh, come on, Waltzing Matilda with me. And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Once a jolly swag man camped by a billabong, under the shade of a coleba tree, sang as he watched the old billy boiling. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. He sang as he watched the old billy boiling. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swag man and grabbed him with glee. Sang as he shoved him into the tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. He sang as he shoved him into the tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda. Brought a squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Down came the troopers, one, two, and three, saying, who owns the jumbuck you got in the tucker pike? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then up jumped the swag man, sprang into the billabong. Never catch me alive, said he. His ghost can be heard singing by the billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. His ghost can be heard singing by the billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. His ghost can be heard singing by the billabong.
singing by the brook. You come out while sing Matilda with me.
We're going to polish off the show with Peter Allen's Anthem to Australia, sung here by the Australian Welsh Male Choir, called I Still Call Australia Home. That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.